Modern Black Man Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Modern Black Man Podcast.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome. I am joined by a very special co-host.
Yes. It's good to be back on the Modern Black Man Podcast.
You have been missed. It's definitely been missed.
Well, thank you for having me again. I'm excited.
Well, I mean, a lot has happened in our world just in the last week, the last couple of weeks, and I wanted to talk to you about some of it. I think I hit you up and I was talking about dating in Atlanta, I think. A situation that I think people find all too often, right? So I wanted to kind of just talk about that, touch up on that, because I think there are a lot of people that are still actively dating and trying to just have connection with humans that is trash. Because I don't think that people know how to treat other people in 2024. We learn more ways to be dysfunctional.
I was going to chime in and say, I know from my own experience being, I guess, newly single again, God bless everybody who's out there trying.
I mean, it's connection, though. Like, I think that mentally, we all want to be independent, and it makes sense. Like, I demand autonomy and sovereignty, and I have to function effectively by myself alone. But the world has billions of cogs and opportunities for me to grow, to contribute, to learn, like to do so many things that are important in the human experience. And I think we're at a point existentially where we're seeing our resistance. Let me elaborate a little bit more. I think that people want to get the best of all avenues. They want to be fully independent and still present in relationships. And those two things don't always coalesce. They don't always happen at the same time. So I think that's what we all expect. And it's just humanity is treating everybody good, loving all people, not being too extra, but you got to be good to everybody, even and especially the people that are bad to you.
I agree. I mean, I feel like as humans, of course, whether it's friendships, whether it's having a pet, whether it's connecting with family, most of us do enjoy companionship. But I think the dating scene, from what I'm seeing, and I know 2024 started off pretty rough for me, but even me, I made a very strong goal this year not to be on the man bashing train. I tell a lot of men, especially in our community, you know, same thing, vice versa. A lot of us are on these bashing trains based off of one heartbreak, and I just feel like that's a lot of power to give another human being, because they hurt you, that you're going to just stay in that mold, that you think that there is nothing better in your future. I feel like, I told somebody the other day, having that much hate in your heart, or letting someone who hurt you in the past control you that much, to me, in a person who believes in the headspace of a person who believes in God, that's like worshiping a false idol. Why does someone else, like, because I'll use me, my ex-boyfriend broke my heart. Okay, so I'm going to give him so much power that I just stop dating. I think that there's no love out there. Absolutely not. That's too much power for a man or any human to have in my life. I can still go out and still keep living. So, you know, a lot of it is like, you'll hear, like, for example, I made a post about something, and I'm not going to share the post because it was a little offbeat, but it was up my and it turned into two men going off about women do anything to impress me. They're like, oh, like two men going back, tell me about it. They'll say they know their worth and this is, and then I'm like, yo, who hurt y'all? They got mad at me and they're like, oh, well, you know, like, we don't have to be hurt. We're just speaking facts. I'm like, no, you're speaking out of one experience or maybe a few experiences with some bad apples. There's still good people out here. I think a lot of what we're seeing, and at least I'm going to say from my perspective, because again, like I said, I am newly single, so I have been trying to talk to people. trying. I can say, number one, there's a good group of people, and I'll say more so women, especially in this new day and age. No offense, I'm not a pick me, but men, and no, I'm saying men and women, who are dating out of convenience. I hate to say it as a grown ASS adult out here, get your behind up and work. No offense, but no one's life purpose is to take care of you. You are not a child. It's a different story if you are, you know, physically unable to work, mentally unable to work. Okay, fine. But we have grown adults who just have no motion.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, we definitely can, because I'm tired of that. Like I said, I know as a woman, some people might say is being a pick me, but I can't do man or woman. I cannot do a partner who does not.
That being a pick me is genuine romantic attachment, love. A romantic love is pick me, is what you're saying.
No, I have a different version of pick me's, which we can discuss another time, because I just had a situation involving some pick me behavior, but no, to I know most people, because I mean, I understand where women are like, you know, a man being the man of a house, but being a man in a relationship with me has a different connotation, because like I tell people, as a black woman, and as a black woman who has, we'll say it, I have massive debt from getting two damn degrees. I do not want to stop working.
Right.
That's just me. It's not about, so again, I don't like this idea of, well, I gotta have a man to take care of me, but you hearing this from somebody who has no goals, no aspirations. So what, your whole life goal is to lay up and have some man takes care of you? Because my question always is, when I hear that from women, what happens if your partner dies? What happens if he becomes physically handicapped and he can't work? So what are you going to do?
Well, that's what I was going to talk about, because this is a very poignant point that we all have to survive, and there are some women that are going to find a man that can surpass that, come and take care of everything, but we don't celebrate love. Genuine love, man, serendipity, all of the oxytocin inducing, nostalgic, butterflies in your stomach, go with me type, ain't around no more. It's just not it. And anybody that gets caught with that is a sucker. It's at the end of the day, what I think our culture has got.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. It got quiet for a second.
Yeah. No, just that point.
I agree. People just don't respect. It's like severe FOMO. And don't get me wrong, even somebody who is into an open lifestyle and things like that, it just is like, how do I put this? Don't get me wrong, because I know people say, like, well, in the black community, you guys don't value hypergamy. I'm not saying that. It's just that now it's like I said, people are dating out of convenience or out of FOMO. It's like they don't really have any like real, like you said, the serendipity, the oxytocin, the actual interest in being just genuinely with somebody, meeting someone where they are, growing with that person. Like that is like, it seems like it's long gone. Or even for me, you know, I was complaining in my close friends, because I do that, about just recently my experiences with dating. And I understand that as a woman, I do post content that I do know is eye-catching on my stories or on my Instagram. I do that for a reason, because I have a podcast and I'd like to keep up analytics and I know what my audience likes. But with that, and especially people knowing I'm single, a lot of men, though they'll take me out on a date or talk to me, there's like this weird obsession with like capturing me like a Pokemon. Like they'd be like, yeah. Oh, like I got like a I posted a picture, like two pictures last night that I took before I went out. And I got DMs out the Wu-Tang, and like guys just like, I can't believe someone lost you. I'd never treat you like that. You're my dream girl. And it's just like, I had to tell somebody, I was like, how do you know I'm your dream girl? You've never even had to have a conversation with me.
But if you make, that's horrible. Okay. But if you arouse a man, can entice a man, that gives you value. In our mind, right? Go with I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying that the way that the dick works, I see you and I feel good, then you're worth. And I think that you have internalized and intellectualized that. You see that you don't even like that. So you're an anomaly because you always are looking for genuine love. You're looking for a real partner, or you know what I mean? And the
That's
struggle ensues, like everybody else. I can only imagine what it's like to have multiple boyfriends, to have multiple failures, right? Feel what I mean?
at this point, and not to get too personal, but since we're talking about dating, I know most people would tell you that it's very interesting. Some people call it odd. I seem to recover a lot faster from this breakup. And that being said, like I told people, it wasn't, it wasn't that I never cared about my partner. I deeply, love them, and I still to this day, I wish them the best of luck, and I'm, going to continue to pray for them. But
You're
that
dumb
being
if you
said,
think a polygamist is going to wait for you.
huh?
You're dumb if you think a polygamist is going to wait for you. You're a
Who?
polygamist? You. Are you a polygamist?
No, honestly, I'm going, if you want me to be technical about it, I actually am planning on, because my relationship that I just got out of, that was a overall monogamous situation. So I'm planning to stay with that for multiple reasons. I would personally like
What?
to be with one partner again. I actually enjoyed it. It was fun.
Oh.
Yeah,
So
no, it's
now you're gonna be mono.
overall, I will say
I ain't gonna ask you a question.
mono with a few little openness for other things, but so I, but romantically, I actually enjoyed my year, and it was, like I said, I'm not re in regret about that relationship. You know, it failed. I got to see myself in a different capacity. Like I said, I did actually enjoy being monogamous with a romantic partner. It actually was fun. Plus two, just life-wise, right now I just don't have the time going forward romantically for what I'm looking for to manage that many partners. If I'm blessed to meet somebody and we get together, but I'm taking my time on that. But I mean, again, I just, like I told everybody, my partner was just very dishonest, and that for me is just a not gonna be tolerated. But I mean, you live and you learn. It was a lesson. I like a lot of people, like I said, people are very shocked most of the time that, like, yeah, like, damn, it's been 2 months, and yeah, like,
You know Chantel from that 90 Day Fiance.
I mean, like I tell people, as you get older, you just move on. I mean, I did my crying and my yelling and things like that. I mean, I still can be a little bit petty occasionally, but past that, I mean, I'm done. Like, there's nothing, there's
I
nothing.
want to say you're due because you know that you deserve it. So don't take this as me saying you're due, but it is your time. And I mean, just like the last time around, there were aspects of it that worked for you and were what you wanted. Now you're going to be able to keep those things and not have the negative things. Like, what's up? I say that because Chantel, she about to win too.
I'm, I'm, again, I'm having fun and enjoying, even now, even leaving that relationship. I can even tell you now without telling too much, I've been having some really good experience. Like I told somebody, for example, besides the line, the non-ethical situation, which I did share publicly, and I had to, that happened with my ex, now ex-boyfriend. It was a beautiful experience not too long ago that I was able to connect with different people, and we were able to, like, basically rectify that. Like, I mean, like, even though it was not with my ex, moving forward to be able to do this even single and not be running into issues or be like running into people who still, even if we're not in a relationship, want to be honest about what they're doing and what they're going on, want to protect each other in the general community, that made me happy. So I feel like things are looking up. Again, it was a time of lesson, and like I told everybody, the year was good until it was bad. So
And there are more years to come, and your best season is still yet to come. But on the topic of dating, I sent you something online, and the homie had set up like a little date situation to wrap up this whole synopsis of the scenario real quick. He told the chick that he'd be there at like 5:30 or something, and 5 minutes before, the guy texts her and lets her know he's gonna be 5 minutes late. When she gets the message, replies 15 minutes later, something like that. She said she's 20 minutes late, And the dude stands up for himself, walks out, leaves, sassily project why he won't wait for that. And I just think it's really interesting because it's 2024 and this is how
it. I was not, I did not think he was sassy. I agreed with him, like, because he let her know on a decent time that he was going to be 5 minutes late. She texts him back later than the reservation to say, I'm just leaving the damn house. So yeah, you're wait at that point. If you knew, if you already knew, if you were just leaving the house and getting dressed, you knew you were going to be late. You could have texted me and said, hey, I'm running late so we could at least adjust the reservation.
Yeah.
I can't, I mean, I can't be mad at old boy about that. I agree with him. Like, not even just that. It's a thing about, there's one thing to go out on a date and spend money and you guys will end up together. Okay, that's fine. Money is replaceable. My time is not.
Ooh. All of those things.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at old boy. I agree. I mean, that's just, again, I like, I when I look at dating is like anything in life. It is a gamble. We are gambling. So that
men aren't allowed to stand up for themselves like he did.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
what I thought was different because it was nasty and he was right. Like, she was wasting your time. And as a man, you know, you have to make that decision. It was the way that he did it that I thought was cutting edge because it's just the sentiment of now, if that makes sense. Like, someone like myself, maybe I would be afraid to put the words to it. You know, I would maybe just do it without the words. But my guy, he had the whole presentation.
I was a degree and he said what he said. I mean, if I was in that situation as a woman, then it's just, again, I took a gamble and I lost. I was too damn late. Okay. That's what it is. It wasn't like he said he wasn't open to connecting with her again. It just was that we canceling this date. You, I'm hungry. I agree.
And I mean, yeah, he was right. He was definitely in the right. I just, again, I think that the world of dating 2024 is one an evolution, and I think of what women want at the end of a date, because a woman that signs up for a yes, if you ask her out, whether it's Tinder, whether it's your friend's little sister you taking out, I think it gets real with all of us, and a woman's want might not be that different from a man's. But the way that most women go about it. Is that right? I think I said that right.
You making me want to talk about this pick me situation I was in, but
you calling it pick me too, because that's what it is. It's like who everyone identifies as. Like, we all have pride. So men now, they don't want to be a sucker. They don't want to give it away to the wrong chick. It hurts these men. And I have a lot of admiration and respect for that.
Are being open about their emotions, like I said, and I mean, and probably for men, like what we consider a pick me is like the reversal of somebody you would call a simp. But see, like I said earlier, I have a different version of what a pick me for a woman is in my eyes.
Oh, you refuse to be one, so I get it.
I'm all about mutual respect, but what I'm seeing in dating now in 2024 from a woman's perspective, I'm just gonna mildly just, when I see a pick me, it is a woman, because I'll say this, I was in a situation very recently where I knew, I read it for myself, but I was gonna, like I keep telling everybody about things, character development. If you want to be stupid or make a choice that I think is poor, go right ahead. You'll just have to take the lesson in life. You'll take an L, aka lesson. So I witnessed a woman, and I've seen it several times, but it just was funny at 29 to see this again. I was going to witness a woman do something that I could tell that she was that not down for at all to impress a man. That is a pick me. Yeah. Something that you morally, your morals, because you know, I consider morals very personal to people, something that you morally have no interest in, you don't want to do. This person was willing to do it to impress a guy.
She messed your nut up is what it sounds like.
I tell you the fool. I don't want to, you know, ruin, you know, taint the black, modern black man podcast. You know,
hey, what you talking about? You ain't gonna taint nothing. But I get it. It's hard to watch someone sell their soul.
Yeah, for
a dollar.
And I'm happy to see people want to be with each other, but I even had to tell this person later on in the situation, which, you know, it wasn't in my place, but I said it. I said, hey, listen, in the future, I said, you do the things and be true to yourself. Again, because dating, at the end of the day, people want to put on a mask for dating. They want to pretend to be, so you want to pretend, like, coming to America, what do you like? Whatever you like. No, that's not how it works, because see, if we get together and 3 months down the line, I find that you ain't like that, you a liar. You a pretender at that rate. So what else will you pretend and lie to do to keep me around? That's not a relationship I want to be in. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that. I think that maybe, I'm endorsing it possibly, but maybe that's what makes relationships, maybe that's what made relationships work.
But genuinely, we're not talking about trying a new food in this situation. We are talking about you doing something that you have zero interest, no attraction to. Oh, if I could tell the story, I would tell the story. Because
I can read between the lines, though, and it's pick-me behavior. Guys tend to like that threesome stuff. And because they like it, they girls got to get on board. And I love how
this person wasn't even the person's girlfriend. That's the problem.
But they don't sexually, that's not their sexuality, which is what you see, right?
Oh, it wasn't about the sexuality. You're not understanding. It wasn't about the sexuality. This story is a little longer, because at one point in the story, we're talking about somebody, not even just that you're not even interested in it. You're pretending to the point that now you meet me and now you're scared.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that threw me off. And that's what started to bother me, is like, again, if you are genuinely interested in XYZ man or person, be you, sweetheart. If you don't need to pretend and cap or take yourself to those, because again, we're talking about something very intimate. It's a different story for those people who enjoy that. But for you, because I've seen, and like, let me say on the topic, since you brought up the word threesomes, let me say this about threesomes, because there are two, because with experience, a lot of those girls who take that risk to do that put themselves in a very bad spot. Because either A, now you're opening yourself up to some unnecessary jealousy with a woman who you don't need to have jealousy or any enragement towards, or B, you've now done some shit, something that you might consider morally dirty or something, and now you're going to be jacked up in the head trying to figure out why you made that choice. And then, like I said, let alone someone you're not even in a relationship with, you just getting to know them, now you've made this choice and you don't end up with that guy, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying no, that's not, it's a different story in a relationship. Like I said, this is not trying a new food. You're compromising your morals to impress someone who is not even, you're not even that locked in with, ridiculous. I'm sorry, no. And I understand that women do it, and to those women out there who are willing to do that, I really implore you to go sit on your hands and really think about that. You got to put yourself first in a relationship or in dating. You still are your main priority, because if your cup is half empty, you can't pour in nobody else's cup.
Confessions of a Unicorn, Why I'll Never Go Back.
I'm screaming. I mean, I'm still down for the fun, but again, I'm a different case, because that's fun that I am open to. But yeah, for it was kind of a bad, like, I had pre-read the situation though from jump. I was like, oh shit. This might not go how everybody thinks it's gonna go. It ended on a very interesting tip. It was kind of like, I hate to say it, it kind of ended pretty funnily.
I think you have good luck. Not that you're a cat with nine lives. I think that you have good luck. I think that things work out for the most part. And so far in the saga, it's been, you know, okay.
And it's been, you know, it's been traumatizing but fun.
Traumatizing but fun. What's the most fun? What's like this summer? Like June, July, what are in the plans that are going to be popping? Like, what is going to be fun?
For me, well, of course, you know, I'm working on the podcast. My podcast is coming back a bit different, so that's why you haven't heard anything. Yeah, so that's why I've been relatively quiet about that, but that is in the works. It's just that it's a lot more bigger than I planned. Summertime, July will be my 30th birthday.
Okay.
And my plan is to go to Crop Over in Barbados. So, yep.
Crop Over.
Yep, Carnival. Just the Barbadian Carnival.
Okay. Well, I hope that goes down. I hope that is a wonderful experience. The people of Barbados are very lucky to have you. I wish I knew more awesome stuff about Barbados. I know they just got on, and I think they got like women in parliament going type stuff, but that's the place to be, huh?
I am very blessed. One of my closest friends is actually Barbadian, so, and they're very familiar with their homeland, so I'm excited.
Well, yeah, I hope that that is beyond a time. If you have any time and you're listening, please visit themodernblackman.com. I love that it's all in one place right now. You can listen to episodes of the podcast, you can watch the vlog, and you can read the blog all at themodernblackman.com. Been building this one for a minute, and everything seems to be functioning finally. So,
Hey.
and don't forget Shit Siren Says podcast on Apple and Spotify, and it's about to get a major revamp.
A major revamp. It will be you can go enjoy the old episodes, but the new ones will be on Anchor, Spotify. Well, Spotify now come learn, collaborated with Anchor. And it will more than likely would be a live stream. So yeah.
Well,
Have
if
you ever?
you mean live stream, you don't mean YouTube, do you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, not YouTube. I don't know if I'm gonna take it there yet if we have the capability, but it's completely changing. But we will be recording it soon, but it's completely changing. I might even consider changing the name.
Man, we got to follow that, and that sounds like a project that's going to pick up a lot of steam.
I'm praying so. I mean, even the venue of and how it will be shot is changing. So,
Oh shit, that sounds sexy. Okay.
it's can totally. I'm very excited. It's totally changed, and it's gonna be professional production. So.
That's what's up. Yeah. So definitely we'll keep our eyes on that. Crop over, you said, is in April.
No, crop over is in July near my birthday. Right after my birthday, actually. Yeah, so lots of things to come.
Until the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.